From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We're going to spend the next few minutes discussing the culture wars. Coming up, a look at gay TV. But first, to the Senate Judiciary Committee, which today considers two of President Bush's most controversial judicial nominees. Judge Priscilla Owen of Texas was approved by the committee, and her name was sent to the full Senate. Committee approval for Judge Janice Rogers Brown of California is expected soon. Both nominations had been blocked by Democratic filibusters in the first Bush term. Today's action might trigger the so-called nuclear option. I spoke earlier with NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, who explained what that is.
Well, the Senate for over 200 years has had this rule called the filibuster, which requires right now that there be 60 votes to cut off debate on any nomination or any proceeding, for that matter. And the Bush administration, in concert with some Republicans in the Senate, would like to change that. Normally, you have to change that with a two-thirds vote of the Senate. So they've come up with this thing dubbed the nuclear option by Senator Trent Lott because it would blow up the Senate. And under this procedure, the presiding officer of the Senate, who is Vice President Cheney, would rule that the filibuster is unconstitutional, and that ruling to be sustained would need only a majority vote, 51 senators, and therefore they could change the rules by a majority vote. So that's what the nuclear option is.
And do the Republicans have those 51 votes?
Well, that's sort of the $64 question. I spent a day up on Capitol Hill this week. There are a lot of Republicans who've pledged to vote for the nuclear option but holding their nose. They really don't like the idea. They wish it would go away, but it's not going to go away. There are about 9 Republicans who are wavering or uncommitted. The majority leader, Bill Frist, has to hold on to 5 of those 9 in order to prevail, and nobody knows whether he's got the votes or not.
Nina, is this part of a larger attack by some Republicans on the federal judiciary?
Yes, it is. It's an attack that's been going on for some time, and it occurred, of course, during the Clinton years, when you at least arguably might understand it because there was a Democratic president making Democratic appointments. But the attack was heightened during the Terri Schiavo controversy when the federal courts refused to intervene in the case. House Republican leader Tom DeLay has threatened federal judges with impeachment. Senator John Cornyn has suggested that violent attacks on the courts may be the result of what he called the raw political decisions of the courts. At a recent conference of social conservatives, the chief of staff to Oklahoma's Senator Tom Coburn, suggested mass impeachment of judges might be called for. And this weekend, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is scheduled to appear at a national simulcast that's characterizing the filibuster as an attack on people of faith and the courts as the last bastion of liberalism.
This seems kind of odd, Nina, that the Republicans are attacking the federal courts when, in fact, most of the judges on the appeals courts were Republican appointees.
Well, it is a little odd. 10 of the 13 circuit courts of appeal have clear Republican majorities. 92 of the 164 appeals court judges are Republican appointees. 7 of the 9 justices on the Supreme Court are Republican appointees. I should say that the vast majority of lower court judges are Reagan and Bush appointees. And even when you look at the confirmation numbers, Republicans complain that nearly 1/5 of President Bush's nominees have been blocked with filibusters. But when you look at the actual numbers, that's a lot better than President Clinton did. He only got 69% of his appeals court nominees confirmed by the Senate. Now, I should say that the numbers have been going down steadily over the years. President Reagan had more, many more. President Carter had many more. The first President Bush had 74%. But the point is that this President Bush is doing a lot better than President Clinton did. And the other sort of odd thing is that this furor over the Schiavo case involved very conservative judges who refused to intervene. People like Justice Thomas, Justice Scalia were part of the courts that didn't intervene. On the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, the judge who wrote an opinion very critical of Congress, basically saying, keep your mitts off the federal courts or you will jeopardize the independence of the judiciary, that judge is a very conservative Bush appointee to the federal court. So it is a sort of a strange circumstance in some ways.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Thanks, Nina.
Thank you.